Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The left fielder, Lonnie Smith. Batting third. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Steve Balboni. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Angel Salazar. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Corey Snyder. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Smith reaches second base with a double. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bando for a passed ball. Smith moves to third. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into left field. Smith picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Smith. Thornton moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thornton moves to third. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler takes first base on ball four. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snyder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Candiotti fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Candiotti. Smith moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Quirk and he is safe. Bernazard steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bernazard moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. Franco moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. White takes first base on ball 4. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0 for 1 in the game. Balboni hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Balboni moves to second. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Balboni moves to third. Quirk moves to second. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Butler takes first base on ball 4. Tabler moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. 1 out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 1 in the game. Salazar hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. 2 outs. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bernazard strikes out. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Franco strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks, White hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0 for 2 in the game. Balboni hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Thornton is called out on strikes. 1 out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snyder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco misplays the ball. That's an error on Franco. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-2 in the game. Salazar hits a line drive into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Butler bunts towards first. Balboni fields the ball and throws to Leonard covering. Safe. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Quirk and he is out, Salazar applying the tag. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Bando goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Quirk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snyder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-3 in the game. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. White hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-3 in the game. Balboni hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Quirk and he is safe. Carter steals second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall is walked intentionally. Otis Nixon pinch runs for Mel Hall. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carter scores. Nixon moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Butler hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Nixon scores. Tabler moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tabler scores. Butler moves to third. It's 5-0, Indians. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bando is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bernazard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae pinch hits for Greg Pryor. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg pinch hits for Lynn Jones. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snyder fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.